Another part of the report says mental ill health costs workplaces about $17 billion every year because of absenteeism and a loss of productivity. It points out having a job can help a person's mental health. And our reporter Madeline Jenner has been taking a look at one service that does just that.
Amber Noonan lives with anxiety and depression and was really struggling before she got her current job.
I did find it really hard to, like, leave the house. I had days where I just didn't want to leave my apartment. It can be quite daunting when you don't feel very well, I guess, with anxiety and depression. And the small things can be very scary.
The Sydney Sider says getting her mailroom job was a huge boost to her mental health, but it wasn't easy.
There is that reputation on people with mental illness don't actually want a job, or when they get a job, they're not very reliable. But whereas I knew that if I got a job, it would make me feel so much better and I'd feel more a part of the community and, yeah, just feel like I'm partaking in my role.
The 28-year-old got her job with the help of the employment agency WISE, which specialises in helping job seekers with mental health issues. Daria Wolczak is Amber's employment consultant. Not only does her organisation help job seekers, but importantly, it helps the employers too.
I think when people are informed, when they have transparency in terms of the supports that they're going to receive or what challenges they might face, that they become a lot more open because they know that there's someone there who is an expert in disability employment and will be able to guide them through the process. And at the end of the day, what it means for them is that they've got quite a wider pool of candidates to work from and they have a much more diverse workplace.
The Productivity Commission's report says keeping people in work has obvious benefits to the economy, but employment can also improve people's mental health. Presumably, that's something you see firsthand.
Yeah, absolutely. And most individuals with mental illness generally do wish to work and they want to engage into meaningful employment. And once they're given an opportunity, they will work to prove themselves.
The final Productivity Commission report is due to be handed to the government next May.
Madeline Jenner reporting.